they hid in the grass really well, so they were harder to see.
How fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's our HUNCA session. Today is April 10th, 23. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 12. Congresswoman Redcorn, will you say our morning prayer?
Father God, I thank you for this beautiful Monday morning after a wonderful weekend, celebrating your life and your death and your resurrection, Father. Father, I just pray that you be with each of us this morning, Lord, as we do your work for our people, Lord. Father, I pray that you protect our men and women in uniform and those serving their communities, Lord. Father, you are good to us, and we thank you for that. In your beautiful name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodvox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. We are now on approval of the journal. Congressman Hamilton.
General order day one, second reading, ONCA 2330, on motion to amend. It says Congressman Potts moved to amend ONCA 2630. Instead of 2330.
Thank you. Give us just a Just one second while our clerk looks for that change.
What heading is that under?
General Order Day Two, amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2330. Motion to amend.
Oh, I see what, okay, it needs to say 2330.
Right.
Found it, thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the Journal of April 5th, 2023 is amended.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, it passes. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met April the 5th. We looked at bill number ONCA 2322, an act to provide for a secondary preference in employment to persons of Osage descent who are not members of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Bill Keen. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Hamilton, Keen, and Bickhorst.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to report the Appropriations Committee met on April the 5th. On bill number ONCA 2325, an act to amend ONC 2295 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $10,000 for the Cohicas Day Club and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. The final committee action was a due pass with amendments. Voting results were 6 yes, Stabler, Rebard, Shaw, Lemon, Good, Fox, Bickhorst. Committee also met. This one doesn't say the committee date, but I believe it was the 5th, April the 5th. On bill number ONCA 2327, an act to authorize the amount of $700,000 to Osage LLC for fencing at the heliport and just to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was myself. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rebard, Shaw, Lemon, Good, Fox, and Bickhorst. Committee also met on April the 6th on bill number ONCA 2331, an act to amend ONCA 2195 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $824,412 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. The final committee action is a due pass. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rebard, Shaw, Bickhorst, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee also met on bill number ONCA 2332, an act to authorize and appropriate $10,000 to the City of Fairfax for the purchase of an American with Disabilities Act compliant forward walking pool ladder and pool safety equipment and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 6 in favor, Stabler, Rebard, Shaw, Bickhorst, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee also met on ONCA 2333, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,200,000 to the executive branch for the site construction of the Wajaji National Cemetery and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. The final committee action is a due pass with voting results of 6 in favor, Stabler, Rebard, Shaw, Bickhorst, Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee also met on ONCA 2335, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $100,000 of American Rescue Plan Act funds to the Visitor Center to build a patio roof structure and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 6 in favor: Stabler, Rivard, Shaw, Big Horse Lemon, and Good Fox. Committee also met on ONCA 2343, an act to amend Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC 3106 to increase the benefit of members under 65 to $1,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action was no recommendation. Voting results were 5 in favor of Stabler, Shaw, Big Horse Lemon, and Good Fox, and 1 absent, Rivard. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Seeing none, we will move to introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning. Good morning, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, and those listening in. I'm reading in ONCA 23-55, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at ONC subsection 5-105 to require the boards to provide orientation training to new members and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. ONCA 2355 will be assigned to Government Operations. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief. Reading ONCA 23-23, an act to amend ONCA 21-78 to join the appropriations for an assisted living facility in one bill and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCA 23-24, an act to repeal ONCA 22-06 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congressman King.
Speaker, I'd like to suspend the rules and modify the agenda. I'd like to move ONCA 23-23 along with ONCA 23-24 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and ONCA 2323 and ONCA 2324 will be on General Order Day 2 where amendments may be proposed. Thank you. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2323 is an act to amend ONCA 2178 to join the appropriations for an assisted living facility in one bill and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2324 is an act to repeal ONCA 2206 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We are now on ONCA 2329, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $3,617,313 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, I have an amendment on section 23B. Phillips 66 grant on page 14, strike section 23B Phillips 66 grant and table and adjust totals accordingly.
So motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Thank you. We are now on General Order Day 3, where amendments are voted on and the order received. ONCA 2330 is an act to amend the Open Records Act of 15 ONC 8-102 and to include congressional subpoenas after they have been served and filed and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment presented by Congressman Potts, page 3, line 123, after Congress, insert, or after 90 days have passed since the subpoena was issued. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. Just a comment, I feel, you know, that Mr. Potts isn't here to discuss his amendment, number one. And number two, this amendment is to my bill regarding the open records. I'm not really certain what the intent of the amendment is at this time. I've read it over. I don't feel that it's necessary. And I will not be supporting this amendment, but yet I feel like Mr. Potts should be here to comment or have that, you know, that opportunity.
Okay. Mr. Potts did give notice today that he would not be here for a session and not able to call in. And if there's no objection, the speaker will hold ONCA 2330 on General Order Day 3 until tomorrow, and then we can discuss the amendment with the movement. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2322 is an act to provide for a secondary preference in employment to persons of Osage descent who are not members of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thanks, Speaker. I just humbly ask for the support on this. I was proud to sponsor this. Like I said in committee, there's a lot of people around. Osages with deep ties here, and for whatever reason, they've chosen to enroll in another tribe. I want to make it clear this does not place them above an Osage member, but in our hierarchy of employment, we'll be right under there. So, like I said, I think it's a good step in the right direction, and I again ask for the support. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2322 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and it will advance to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. The Health and Social Services Committee will meet today from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of adjourning until tomorrow at 10 a.m. signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed.